3 minutes past 11, and now it's time for Fear on Four. John Castle, Tilly Gaunt and Giles Fagan star in The Blood of Eva Bergen by Paul Syrett. The Blood of Eva Bergen.
Times, the Cyclades comprised the islands of Andros, Delos, Mylos, Naxos, Peros, Kia, Kithnos, Mykonos, Seriphos, Sivnos, Syros, and Tinos. This group was regarded as forming a circle, with the island of Delos, considered sacred, at its centre. Claire?
Yes?
What's wrong?
Nothing.
You sure?
Yes, it's...
It's Iliev.
I'm sorry, I can't help it.
Why don't you talk about it?
I don't know if I can.
It might help.
You never liked him, did you?
No, not really.
He wasn't as bad as some people made out.
If you told me what happened...
I can't. Read more, please.
The capital of the Cyclades is Ermopylae, on the island of Syros.
Syros?
That's what it says.
What else?
About 479 BC, the Cyclades entered the Delian League.
No, about Syros.
Nothing. About 479 BC, the Cyclades entered...
When I found him, he looked...
Go on.
He was smiling. Like he was grateful. He'd been practicing. Prokofiev. When I came down, he was sitting at the piano. With his arms wrapped around his chest. Like he was hugging himself. He was leaning forward... His head slightly bowed. And a smile. Eyes wide open. And smiling. I knew he was dead.
Don't stop.
That's it. Except... When he was practicing, he kept stopping. I heard him thumping the keys, hitting them really hard. Then he'd start again. I was frightened to go down. There was blood on the piano. From his hands. If I'd gone down earlier...
There was nothing you could have
done. If I'd gone straight down...
You can't stop someone having a heart attack, Claire.
No. I know. How long now?
It's about half an hour. Are you all right?
I'm fine. Really. I can't wait to get there.
No, me neither.
Sorry.
No, don't be. I want you to talk about it.
What do you think it is I can give you? Please don't sit there with your mouth open catching insects.
I've heard you play.
And?
I don't know. I want to learn. You have incredible technique.
Do I?
And you have a fantastic reputation as a teacher.
You think this makes a difference?
You make your students work hard. I want to be the best.
And hard work is a substitute for talent?
I don't know.
You think style is more important than passion? How old are you?
22.
Show me your hands. Show me. How long do you practice?
Today, 5 hours or so.
Your hands are wrong. You would perhaps make a better blacksmith.
The Ottoman Turks succeeded in conquering the Cyclades in 1566.
I couldn't believe it when I got a scholarship to study under the Anatoly Iliev. Scary.
I hated the way he intimidated people.
He didn't. He was just... He found people difficult.
He used to treat you like you were nothing.
No.
That's how he looked to me.
That was the way he worked. He pulled his students to pieces so he could build them back up again.
Oh, you don't really believe that.
He gave us all a hard time to start with. He did what was needed.
He made your life a misery.
I had a lot to learn. I'm 100 times better now than when I first went to him. What? What is it?
Sometimes it feels like I can't get near you. Like he still got you.
Why do you waste my time? Why?
I'm sorry.
Da-da, da-da. Now play. Stop, 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 stop. Da-da. Now, again.
He was so important to me. Why could you never understand that?
I did understand. I do. Your face used to be grey when you came out of that practice room.
You know, at first I thought it was a coincidence. You always practicing at the same time as me. Waiting outside, leaning on your cello case, casually smoking a roll-up. But when I kept bumping into you, it didn't take a genius to work out what you were up to.
Mm, so how come you never said anything?
Because I didn't want to embarrass you.
Oh, was it really that obvious?
Yes.
I always knew when he'd been having a go at you. You chew your hair when you're nervous.
I know.
I could see when you've been crying.
You have blood here.
He put my finger in his mouth.
What?
Once. Early on. I'd forgotten. I've been playing Schumann's Carnival. He made me play it over and over. My index finger started to bleed. On my right hand and the cuticle. He held my hand and he put my finger in his mouth. I didn't know what to do.
You should have told me.
No. It was ages before we got together.
I was convinced you were sleeping with him. Before, you and me.
I know.
Had to find out.
He's 70 years old, Tom.
Well, I thought perhaps you went for older men.
Not that old.
Have you seen the moon tonight?
No. Why?
There's a full moon. It looks incredible. Well, thanks for coming.
That's all right. I wanted to. This place is horrible.
Yeah. Do you want to come back to my flat?
What?
Well, I've still got half a bottle of rum from the party.
That's the worst chat-up I've ever heard.
It wasn't a chat-up.
No?
No. I mean, it wasn't meant to be.
Fair enough.
All right, it was.
I hate rum.
So do I. Will you come back with me?
Yes.
Now, you see that? The one that looks like an eye. His left eye. That's the Sea of Crisis.
Mm, how do you know that?
Oh, me and my brother had this thing about planets when we were kids. The moon was my speciality. The Sea of Rains, Sea of Serenity, Sea of Clouds.
You really should buy some curtains.
Oh, I like being able to see the sky at night.
Is there any of that rum left?
I thought you didn't like it.
I don't. But there isn't exactly a lot of choice. Tom, where are you going?
What? I thought you should...
Put the light out. The neighbours will see you.
I've got nothing to hide.
They'll do you for flashing. Come back to bed.
What about the rum?
Forget it. Put the light out. Get back in. Tell me some more about the moon.
What do you want to know?
Everything.
Right. It takes just over 24 days for the moon to go.
Mm-hmm. Don't stop.
To go around the Earth. Once.
That's interesting.
When the moon is between the sun and the earth, it cannot be seen.
Very interesting.
Now, that's when there is said to be a new moon.
I never realized the moon could be so fascinating.
When we first lived together...
What about it?
I don't know. It wasn't like I expected.
What do you mean?
I thought we'd have loads of fights, arguments.
Why?
I thought that was what passionate couples did.
The flat was disgusting.
Yeah, it was all right.
There were slug trails in the living room.
Only in the mornings. I was so happy.
So was I.
Practice.
You promised.
My parents are expecting us.
I can't go, Tom, seriously.
It's Christmas.
I'm aware of that.
Please.
I can't.
You can practice later. I'll get him to drop us back here.
If Ilya finds out, if I don't practice, he can hear it.
You can make the time up later. Claire?
If he has a go at me for this...
Come on.
You're a bad influence.
I love you.
Shut up and get my coat. I love you too.
Didn't last though, did it?
What didn't?
The happiness bit. You switched off.
What do you mean?
You didn't seem interested. In me. In anything. Except playing. You were never at the flat.
Ilyev was pushing me.
You never stopped. And when you started going to his house, I was bound to get suspicious. Jealous. You were so tired and distant all the time.
Yes.
Can I speak to Claire, please? It's Tom.
Your boyfriend.
Tom? I asked you not to call me here.
I was worried about you.
What are you talking about?
You said you'd be home by 6.
Tom, this isn't a good time. I'll see you later.
When?
I don't know. Please.
Have you got your key?
Yes. Bye. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Stop! What are you doing? You are playing a piece of music, not chopping vegetables. Did you think about what you were to play? Did you concentrate your energies on it? Who do you think you are, Eva Bergen, that you can sit down and begin to play with no thought? Do you listen to nothing that I say?
You're not well. Claire, your temperature's through the roof.
I'm going over.
Why? Because he says so.
Don't be so pathetic.
Don't I count anymore?
Oh, for Christ's sake, do I stop you practicing?
I'm not trying to stop you, but we could go to college. There's bound to be a couple of rooms free for on a Saturday.
You go.
I want to be with you.
Don't do this. This is my life. This is what I do. It doesn't mean I don't love you. It's just me. If you love me...
I do love you. That's why I want you to stay. Please. We don't spend any time together
don't
anymore.
Don't do this to me,
just
Tom.
Just stay.
I followed you that day. I went up to his house in Highgate. I sat outside. It was pissing down. And I just sat there behind a newspaper, getting soaked like some sad private detective.
I know. He saw you.
He must be very much in love with you to sit out there in the rain. Claire, what is it?
I've got a temperature. It's nothing.
You are burning. Come. You must lie down.
No, it's...
I insist. I don't want to kill you.
I must have sat out there for about 6 or 7 hours, just staring at the window.
I was lying on his couch. I ached all over. Couldn't stop shaking. Felt so weird. The fever. I was almost enjoying it. The sensation. I fell asleep.
Your technique must be complete. But you will not become obsessed by technique. You will not, like some, become more machine
like
than musician. I will have no gratuitous technical
hands on my
no
shoulders,
heaven-storming pyrotechnics
holding me down.
Without
Ilyev was lecturing me.
I will have
there were some girls dancing.
Will be
they were carrying enormous lilies. It was hot.
But before they can
the sun
be
was shining.
You must first.
But the sky was red.
Find the heart of.
When the girls looked at me.
Then you will find beauty.
My mouth was filling with
you will
mud.
Find passion, a tone of silver, and perfection in phrasing.
suffocating.
Eva.
It stopped. I opened my eyes. Everything was black. I remembered where I was. Ilyev had sat me up and was trying to make me drink something. Had whiskey in it, I think. I wasn't frightened. He never touched me up or tried it on. It was only that thing with a finger, and I'd forgotten about that. I think he called me Eva.
Eva?
Eva Bergen, the pianist.
What's she got to do with you?
He thought she was the greatest pianist this century.
But why call you Eva?
I don't know. There's a cut on one of my fingers. He told me I'd scratched on the couch. He took my hand and pressed it to his mouth. He kissed my finger. He was shaking. He had my blood on his lips.
You let him kiss you?
My finger. There was nothing sinister about it.
Nothing sinister?
He was really upset.
How could you let him do that? What else? What else haven't you told me?
Nothing. Afterwards, I came home. He was still in bed.
Hadn't slept all night.
You look worse than me.
I don't think so. Had to phone the doctor. He thought you were anemic.
I was playing better than I ever had. You said you could hear the difference. Everyone said. People were beginning to take my playing seriously. You shouldn't have made me choose between you.
I didn't. I asked you to stay away from him for a few days until you were well. That was all.
You made me choose.
I didn't. It was just... You were obsessed.
I had to get away from you. It was a jealousy, not you. I loved you. You were so possessive. I had to leave. There was no option.
You didn't want to know. Whenever I tried to speak to you, your eyes glazed over. It was like you were addicted, like some kind of illness.
He told me I was his best student.
You didn't have to move in with him.
He let me have the room so that he could concentrate on teaching me. One weekend, I didn't stop playing for 20 hours. I practiced. My fingers were so supple, so strong. My wrists were like steel. It was like I'd found the secret. Some kind of secret. I would practice for 12 hours, then sleep for 12 hours.
He made you ill. I went up there loads of times and just stood outside staring at that house with you inside.
Tom, what are you doing here?
I was just...
Have you been spying on me again?
No.
This has got to stop. Look at the state of you.
Please.
Leave me alone.
Can we go for a drink or something?
No. Stop this.
Your mum kept ringing. She wanted to know where you were. Said she hadn't heard from you for 2 months. She was really worried. It was your birthday.
I was in France with him. His concerts were a disaster. He was devastated.
Appalling. Of course, no one says anything to me, but I can see it in their eyes, the pity. Worse than being told I'm useless, they feel sorry for me. Sorry for the old man and his awful playing.
No, no.
Every living pianist of stature in Europe was out there tonight. You know what this was? My final, great humiliation. It can only get worse now. These useless, arthritic hands. This is the end of everything. There is nothing now to live for. My life is ashes.
Thermopylae. It's here, Claire. Look. Hey, we better get our things.
I want to get some flowers when we get there. Some lilies. There's something I have to do.
Look at this one. Died in 1973. Year I was born. Hey, these photographs are amazing. Think I'll have one of these when I die. Are you going to tell me why we're here?
I'm looking for a grave.
So you said. You know, if you told me who it was, I might be able to help.
Eva Bergen.
She's buried here.
Yes.
How do you know that?
Ilyev told me.
Is that why you wanted to come here? Claire?
Just help me find the grave. Please.
In 1954, I was in Budapest. Have you ever been to Hungary? I was entered in the Budapest International Piano Competition. I was young. This competition could make me famous. Eva Bergen was there. She was the finest pianist I ever heard, and she was, for everyone, the favorite to win. I remember she played Liszt. She had been studying in the USA and was taking Europe by storm. She did not need this competition. Just by coming, everyone thought she would win, and I was to play after her. Some hope. When she finished, my head... I was so light-headed. I was dizzy, like I had been swung round and around. I thought I was going to fall over.
Are you all right?
One of the other contestants took my arm. I remember catching his eye. He looked so strange, distorted. When Eva... when she came off the stage, she looked at me. She smiled. I thought, why am I wasting my time? I cannot hope to play so well. I wanted to go, to run. But something compelled me. I went to the piano. I was oblivious to any audience. I sat down. Then I noticed the piano keys were smeared with her blood. She had cut herself during her recital. Without thinking, I was so nervous. I wiped the blood away. I held my hand to my mouth and pressed my fingers to my lips. It tasted sweet. I began to play. I was inspired. I didn't know where it came from. It was like I was possessed by something from outside, like someone was guiding my hands. I remember closing my eyes and rocking back and forth as I played. I had never experienced anything like this. The music simply played itself. And when I finished, I don't remember leaving the stage. Someone had their arm around me. I drank some coffee. I remember it tasted bitter. So bitter. I had won. Eva Bergen had been given some flowers. Lilies. She came up to me.
I had won.
My future and all this because... For a long time after, I could not get the same feeling back. There were many recitals, competitions in Brussels, Moscow, the Tchaikovsky, Chopin, but I could not play as I did that day. I became convinced it was the blood of Eva Bergen that made me play the way I had. I began to follow her, to her concerts. I needed to be able to play again like I did in Budapest. Then she was killed in a car accident on the Greek island of Syros. I began cutting myself. My hands. I thought the blood could inspire me. For a year I was in hospital. I meant to go to Syros to lay some lilies on her grave. But I never went. Instead, I came to London. I took some students. I became sought after. Later, I began to give concerts once again. But now, it is all over. I am not immortal. These arthritic hands, my fingers have such great pain. They are like stone. I cannot play anymore.
Here, over here.
Eva Bergen, 1930 to 1957.
She was his inspiration.
She was very young.
Car crash.
You could have said, you know, about this. I wouldn't have minded.
I wasn't sure how you'd react.
Go on, then.
The lilies.
There. We can go now.
You sure?
Yes. Tom.
What?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Do you remember the first night you came back and we drank the rum? The way the moon shone through the window, like someone was holding a spotlight on us. Sea of rains, sea of serenity, sea of clouds.
Let me hold your hands.
I love you so much, Claire.
Don't.
I can't help it. I can't bear to be away from you. It makes me feel ill. I have to be with you. I can't stop thinking about you. I just want to cry all the time. And when you went to him, I couldn't cope. It was like there was this unbearable pressure. I kept getting this incredible pain across my chest, like something was crushing me.
Can you forgive me?
You don't have to ask that. I understand. I know what it means to you. It's one of the reasons I love you.
I know he used me. I know he wanted me to somehow give him back his youth. But I have to forgive him. He taught me so much.
Claire, your nails.
He gave so much of himself to me. In a way, I let him down. He wanted me to be Eva Bergen.
Claire.
He should have bought the lilies.
You're digging your nails into my hands.
What? Tom, I'm sorry. You're bleeding. Here. Let me kiss them.
In the blood of Eva Bergen, the part of Iliev was played by John Castle, Claire was Tilly Gaunt, and Tom was Giles Fagan, the pianist was Mary Nash. The blood of Eva Bergen was written by Paul Syrett, and the director was Marilyn Imrie.